Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Get Schooled with Kale Education and Company.
That's right.
Susan, we're a week behind.
Shocking.
We've been doing so good at releasing one every other Friday, and last Friday it wasn't in the cards.
It wasn't in the cards for us really last Friday, no.
No.
But I do feel like the folks listening to this are probably in education. And really, all you have to do is be a parent this time of year.
It's a crazy time of year.
It is a crazy time of year. So I feel like there will be grace extended.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that people have been just
waiting for the episode to drop.
Insanely, just stewing about when they were going to get to hear our sweet voices again.
We do love talking about things.
Yeah, we do.
And it is, but I said to someone the other day, actually I think it was yesterday, and I don't remember completely the context, but it was, my answer to them was, I want to blame this time of year, but the truth is it never stops.
No. Oh, no, no, no.
So, I mean, I can be, jokingly say, oh, it's just April. It's crazy. Well, I mean...
Yeah, right. It's all crazy. I've always
feel like... The gig's up. Like, it's every month.
I always feel like August, or not August, no. Mm-mm. Forgive me. Mm-mm. October and, November I love.
You do?
I do, because it's like you kind of reach, like
November, yes. October, I feel like, is always crazy. Now, in our school life now, we have built in a break.
Right.
And so I do love October now.
That is perhaps what I'm referring to, Jill. But everything's settled.
Yeah.
The kids are settled.
Oh, sure.
Their routines.
Okay.
The beginning of the year is hard because all the routines. And it's not just your routines at school. It's your personal routines and your own kids' routines getting established again, because you've been off for the summer and now school's another factor in or whatever. So it's hard, but I feel like October and November things just kind of get into a nice little lull. And then April happens. And I have said this my entire professional career, April to me is the family vacation that happened a week too long, because especially, and I don't know if you other micro school folks feel this way, when you have smaller buildings and smaller cohorts of students with whom you're working, you are a family, which is absolutely delightful.
Yeah.
That's the part I wouldn't trade,
mm-hmm.
but it's truly the family vacation, right? These kids.
Yeah, they done.
For instance, the little dispute. It wasn't even a dispute. Can I share that online? Fantastic. So here's my example of the family vacation. This is only going to happen at a micro school or in the back of a minivan on vacation. This is a family event. So we have our delightful mid-elementary crew. And and I'm telling you, these babies are something special.
They did not have kindergarten due to COVID.
Right.
I think that's an important thing to say.
Sure. I guess. I mean, but.
Nor daycare or anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Previous to kindergarten.
And the other thing I need you to say is they look different. They come from different ethnic backgrounds. So when I say they're the same, they're all the same third graders, all of them. The same nuances, the same, they're all really smart. They're all really these boys are go-getters and they are moving all the time, moving and shaking all the time. And they're all best friends and it's this group. So
all boy,
their behaviors are very homogeneous, right?
Even though
they're from all different backgrounds, right? It's a riot. And so today, just imagine it's the family vacation that's gone on a week too long. And we are now returning home, right, from the long vacation that we've been on all this school year. And I get a call to come to this office. This teacher shows up and she says, this one student just told the class that this other student bit the third student's privates. So I'm going to let you that sink in for a minute. So a teacher comes to my door and says, hey, yo, masseuse, I'm probably going to be out on this one because so-and-so just told the class that this other kid just bit so-and-so's privates. Yeah. So they're all boys, if that's what you're, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's some things that I'm wondering as a parent and as an educator. First of all, this is a first for me. I mean, we've got listeners probably on here that have been alive long, less than we've been educated, correct?
Yeah.
Right. For a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
And what I'm going to say to you all is this is the first in my career that those words have ever come out of an adult's mouth at me. And so I call the young man in here who, you know, shared this information with the entire class. And he's like, well, I don't know what I did. And I said, well, I feel like that was maybe inappropriate. Like that was insane. He goes, well, so-and-so shouldn't have bit his privates. At which point I'm thinking, holy Batman, it happened. Like it happened. So then I go get these kind of, yeah. Right. But like, right?
Well, yeah.
So then,
it wasn't exactly.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, no worries. Like it wasn't exactly
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, oh, great. Now yeah. I have to go. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I go grab my other two friends. So now I've got boy A, boy B, and boy C.
Yep.
All in my little room in here. Mm-hmm. And I said, somebody help me understand where your friend could get the idea mm-hmm. that this just happened.
Yeah.
And the biter says, well, because I did. I'm sorry. And the kid, starts erupting in laughter.
Yeah.
Like it's the funniest thing.
Oh, 100%.
Dr. Jill, that's ever happened.
100%.
So I am here between these three boys
yeah.
and they're now all laughing hysterically. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to need you to stop for 2 seconds mm-hmm. because as a mom
mm-hmm.
and also... as the teacher here, help me understand mm-hmm. how this went down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's perfectly normal, Joe. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. perfect. Like what?
Because they can't keep their hands off each other.
So they're play wrestling.
Oh yeah,
they were play wrestling, mm-hmm. and the bitee had headlocked the other kid. I mean, they're playing, and his head was like on his thigh,
yeah.
like on his thigh.
Yes.
And so in order to get out of the headlock, mm-hmm. well, why wouldn't he bite him?
Yep.
It wasn't hard. There was really no mark there.
Yeah.
But the point is,
yeah.
at that moment mm-hmm. in time, in order to...
this is what we would do with brothers.
This is what we would do with brothers.
Which I think is the issue at hand.
So all I can imagine at this point is I am in the vehicle with my own children and I'm about to yeah. like start, you know how you like you reach your yeah. hand back and you start yeah. like, and whoever yeah. you like,
whoever you get,
whoever's lap you hit first yep. is the one you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
I said, gentlemen, if y'all don't lock it up for mm-hmm. the next 4 weeks,
right.
can we just lock it up?
Right.
Sure, Mrs. Yeah.
So the bite was on the leg.
The bite's on. Okay, if you don't relax, I mean, they all know the
saying,
bite was
I'm
on
just
the leg.
Saying, like, but that is where things just go awry real quick.
Well, okay, right? So, but if the kid that spews it out, Jill 100%. Says he just bit him on his leg, yeah. that's not going to get.
Oh no, it's not. It's not. This is my point. Like,
yeah,
but this is April.
Oh yeah,
this is April in an elementary school.
No fun will be had if he says, "Oh, so and so just bit so and so on
yeah.
the thigh."
Yeah.
That's no fun.
That's no fun at all.
Mm-hmm. Whose attention's he
nope.
getting then?
None.
Nobody.
Yeah,
but I mean,
and giggling. Now, I mean, we are both boy moms.
Yes, we are. Yes,
and so
are.
Like these things don't really no. faze us because this
and boy like multiple boy moms. Boys moms so like yeah. we have brothers
oh yeah
so mm-hmm. there's my mm-hmm. family vacation story for this week. And here's what I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna go out on a very small limb here and say that I bet I have another one before the next episode drops.
Another
end of
issue
year family story.
Oh,
family vacation story.
Oh, like today.
You'll have another one today. Yeah. That's what I said. It's a very,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid shot.
So
keep tuning in because if we're 4 weeks out and we're already throwing this at you, I can't imagine what the next one will look like.
It's just another day.
Because those boys never stopped laughing.
Ever.
It didn't matter how serious I tried to be. They were.
Oh, you cannot.
No.
Mm-mm. I call them affectionately the Wildcats. Perhaps I have said that in a different episode.
Yep.
But that's what I call them because they're very lovable, but they are
precious.
Not tameable. I cannot tame them. I cannot.
And they're so smart. I mean, like that's
they're brilliant.
They're so smart.
They're brilliant.
And
they're going to do amazing things. So you don't
want to
squash
lovable.
It.
Like they, like yeah. what I am saying to mm-hmm. you, moms of boys,
yeah.
is these are the boys that
oh, yeah.
you like. They cling on you. They hug you. They're like they are awesome.
Yep.
But they're their own people.
Yep.
They are their own people.
Yep.
I said, you weren't even in here for this. I said, so, because the first kid I got was the one who said mm-hmm. the thing. Because, yeah. of course, the teacher, nobody knew, like, yeah, it yeah, actually
they
happened.
Just knew,
like,
yeah, yeah.
there was a biting a thing. And I said, so why is he in here? I looked at the two that were wrestling around.
Yeah.
I said, so what did he do wrong?
Uh-huh.
They said, well, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He goes, well, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who said it.
I'm the one who said it.
I said, yeah. I'm proud of
oh,
you.
Oh, they're honest.
I'm proud. Oh, they were so.
They never try to hide it. They never try to lie. No. I mean, so like, no. they got a good compass on them. But I mean, whew. Mm-hmm. So we were, yesterday we had some college student teachers.
they want to teach.
Oh, sweet children. And so they had them at the very end of the day. And I had warned the professor. I was like, you know, this group is challenging. Like, classroom management, it's a real run for your money. And so yesterday, this poor sweet girl had him on the carpet way too long. And she did fantastic. Like, she, everything she did should work. But it doesn't. It doesn't. It just doesn't.
In theory, her college textbooks.
For sure.
It's going to work.
Everything I try. And so I went up to the professor after and I go, you have to make sure she understands that I've been teaching for 25 years and I can't manage these children. Mm-hmm. So like, there are no tricks that I found. Everything that should work just doesn't. And you know what? I mean, they're going to be very successful in life.
Oh,
I have zero worries
about
them.
Super successful.
So we just let them be them. And, you know, and I go home tired.
Yeah. But I mean,
every
like,
day
when I walk through, she's got this bullfrog croaking.
Oh yeah,
on
she
it.
Did.
Like,
they
it
were
was
croaking.
A science sort of thing. Uh-huh. And they're, and like, this is what's so cool about them though. Like, you know, you show that to some kids and it's one bullfrog croaking.
Yeah. They're doing vibration and sound.
Right. But yeah. like you show most kids, yeah. a lot of kids, yeah. it's just going to be like vibration yeah. and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
oh,
not
no.
these babies.
Oh, they love it.
No. And it's not just the boys. It's the girls. They are all yeah. like, they're mimicking, like, mm-hmm. but next
and who
level.
Who can be louder?
Who can be louder? Yeah. And they want their throat yes. to move in the mm-hmm. same way. Mm-hmm. Like it's, they're all in it. I mean, they are all in it. They think that this world is, what's that saying about the world is your oyster? Or
the world is their
it
oyster.
It truly is theirs.
Yeah.
And they, I cannot wait to see what these kids do.
I can't either.
Because it will be fantastic.
Yeah.
But there you go.
They are getting to live their best little lives here.
That's my minivan story at the Kale School this
Love
year,
it.
This week.
Mm-hmm. So good. So good. Okay. So in today's episode, now is the time, like some of you are going to have a new micro school in the fall, which is super Yay. Exciting. And as I, you know, watch sites and interact with various micro school co-founders, I see a lot of the questions come up like advertising, websites, marketing, how do we do that? Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a hard question mm-hmm. because most of us are education minded and not business minded. And that can be really super challenging because it's not something that many of us have had courses on or, you know, we just don't know. We don't know what we don't know. And we don't really know where to start. And we know Facebook, we know Instagram, we know like some basics of that, but we know it through working with friends for the most part, or talking to friends or communicating to friends. And so we see other business pages, but we're not really sure how to do the business page. And then how do you make sure people know about you? And it's a lot. It's a lot to tackle. It's a lot to understand. And so we're just going to kind of walk you through like kind of how we got started and where we are now. And I will tell you the best advice that you can give that you don't want to hear is you just have to get in there, do it, and keep going. And are some of the things going to be not things you love? Yes. But for the most part, you're going to evolve and you're going to get advice along the way. You're going to get better at it, but you just have to start doing it. And that's hard. But we're going to walk you through some of that first things that we did. And so website is one of the things that I see a lot, people asking about websites. So we'll tell you what we did. And there are lots of options out there for this, sometimes overwhelming since you may or may not have a background in it. But one website we used early on was called Handshake. To my knowledge, that is a national website that is free to use. And it we wanted to find some college students. So we had no money when we first started. Yeah. We had a very small loan, but websites are very expensive. And at least like if you're going to get it professionally done, they're very expensive. And we didn't have that kind of, we didn't have our website money.
No.
So we use something called Handshake that someone introduced us to. And we were looking for college students that are really good at the digital media. And we found one.
Yeah.
And he did a great first website for us for $600.
I was going to say, yep.
$600. And even that at the time was like kind of choked us a little bit. You know, I mean, that's like, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a commitment. And we paid him to do it. He did it on Wix.com, which was cheap, and he knew how to build it and do it. And it was great. It was a great first website.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important for him because, you know, he was getting ready. He was going to graduate soon.
He was.
And so this was something that he could share.
Yep.
And, you know, his portfolio.
It was on his resume.
Yeah, on his resume. And so it worked out really well. And he was super responsive, you know, because it was perfect.
It was a great way to do it.
First website.
Yep. And so, but we had no pictures, like everything was stock images. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what information to put on. We probably put too much information on, you know, you just have to get something out there. And after we did that, then we started to refine it, but we got it out there. And so that is one tip, I guess I would have for you. You probably can find some college students, perhaps even high school students, who are really good at the digital marketing part. And they can do it for you for pretty cheap. And I guess the thing is, like, can you learn to do Wix? Yeah, you can. It's really not that hard. But it's going to take you hours to look at it, research it, figure it out, do it. So if you can get some cheap help to get you going, I do think that's an investment that we found was worth it. And we have changed it many times since then. We do still have our school website on Wix, www.comocale, if you're looking, if you want to go out and look at it, comocale.com. And we have a second website now for the Kale Education company side that we do more business stuff on. And you can see the difference. So that website is www.kaleedco.com. That one was done professionally. So you can kind of see the differences in the two websites. They both work for us. They're both great. But you will be able to see some of the differences. So in that time that we were, you know, updating it and changing it, and it's like an ever evolving thing. So, you know, we got our own kids' pictures up there and we were able to share that. And you just learn to tell more of your story, what's working, what people really want to know, things like that. So that's our website, journey. We didn't do the Kale Ed Co. website until last year. And that by that time, we were able to work with a company and we could pay them monthly for the website. So, I mean, it was still not cheap, but it was more manageable because they let us pay it over a year. And then now this year, so if we keep going on the website journey, I guess, this year we now have someone that we just pay a retainer for. And so we just buy like packages of hours with her and then we send her updates and she makes the updates. Now, some I can go on and do and it's super simple. Like I can go on and make editing changes to words and things like that. I could not have done that year one. But I can do that now. But when it comes to like pictures and placement on the website and all that stuff, I still can't do that. And so we send that to someone that we just then contract with. We definitely don't have anyone on staff who does that. But we have found someone who can really do that well. And so that's been our evolution. We've started with a college student. We moved on to some contractors who updated, and now we have a monthly retainer that we just kind of keep somebody on retainer for who can make some updates as we need to go. So two websites, just get started. Wix.com has a free option, and it's a great way to start. There's others. There's Squarespace. There's WordPress. Our Kale Egg Co. site is a WordPress site. So I've learned more about websites probably than I ever knew, but I only know enough to talk about it. I still let the experts kind of work on it. So that is our website journey. So then how do we start with advertising? And advertising is still so hard.
It's hard.
We had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's expensive.
Like that's the part where I can remember, you know, we were beating bushes to try to figure out ways to do it and what to do. And it's just, it's expensive. And you have to, like, I think we said, and I don't know if it was the last episode, but it was in a recent episode, that word of mouth is definitely the most
definitely effective. Word of mouth is absolutely the most effective way to do things. And when we first got started, I mean, we would sit for hours and just look at each other and we're like, what do we post? How do we do this? What do we say? And we definitely overthought everything, and you probably will too. But we would just sit and think about what can we share? What can we say? What pictures do we use? We had the Canva site. So if you don't have Canva, you should. That's a great, and now they have all these AI tools on it. Oh my gosh, that wasn't a thing 3 years ago. And so we would just sit and think and think and think. It does take some time to learn the Canva site. I don't think it was very intuitive up front, because I'm not a designer and I don't know anything about any of that stuff.
It's definitely gotten better, I think, the longer
it's
we've
easier.
Worked with it.
Yeah.
And the kids use it for a lot of some of their
they
work
do.
And they're amazing with it.
The kids are amazing with it. They do digital work all the time.
They do.
Yeah.
So I would say, I kind of cut you off.
No,
I apologize,
you're good.
But that's kind of the good thing about Canva, because you can pay, you can do some free stuff, but you can also pay for it.
Well, and educators actually get it free.
Yeah. See, I didn't. Yeah.
So do that option.
We have not.
And everything is in our account now. So we just keep paying for it. But you can get it free.
Yeah. And it's nice because your kids can use it.
Yes.
And they will love it, especially like your really arts. Well, really your tech kids will too.
Yeah. Everybody likes it.
All the kids like that. Yeah.
So I would say shoot for 2 to 4 posts a week. The other advice I would give you is pick a couple of platforms and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we use Facebook. That has been, Facebook and Instagram are the two platforms that we really use. I post stuff on the LinkedIn. I'll do that too. But we mainly have things on Facebook and Instagram, and our Instagram following is less than our Facebook following. So that has worked well for us. Mm-hmm. But 2 to 4 posts a week are really what you should do. We do use something called Social Pilot. I shouldn't say we do. Our social media person, Amy, does Social Pilot. So that's another thing that we added at the end of last year. We do pay our fabulous social media person to do a few hours a month. And she does so much more than social media. She does lots of stuff for us. She makes sure our t-shirts are done, and she helps me with the conference. Like, she does lots of things, but we weren't able to do that until the end of our second year. And so we had been doing it, and it just takes lots of time. And if you don't have that kind of brain, it takes even more time. And so, so Amy's been instrumental in making sure that we are getting posts out regularly. I guess that leads into my last point here. Ask parents if anybody is in advertising and online marketing, or a friend or a young person. Amy is a friend, a parent, and works here on our social media. And so she has been able to take that whole portion, but we found her here and she said, you know, let me help you. This is what I do. And so, it is worth your effort to make sure you know what every parent does, because calling on their expertise is important, and they have a lot of stake in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they want you to be successful. They want to help, and oftentimes they're looking for ways to help. And so using their expertise is perfect.
They love that, especially like your core group.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I can remember in our very first parent meeting, like September, we'd been in school for like 2 or 3 weeks, September of our first year. And we fit in the lobby, honest to goodness, all of our parents. I brought in chairs. We fit in the lobby of our first space, which was a doctor's office and not a big doctor's office. So let's be clear. Like, it was small, and I'm maybe 15 parents.
Yeah.
Cause there's some mom and dads.
Yeah.
But
maybe
there wasn't any more 15 no. people total, including Jill, myself. Yeah. And, I can just remember them. What Jill just said was like almost word for word what some of them articulated that day. What we want these parent meetings to be about is how we can help you be successful.
Yeah.
Because when you all succeed, our kids succeed.
Yes.
And so how can we help with that? And it is so funny because even as we've grown to over 70 kids, I was talking with a mom the other day. And, you know, we're talking about space and what's coming next and the growth and things like that. And she said, I would just always encourage you to remember that we are here to support you. Mm-hmm. Through, you know,
yeah,
because you're supporting our kids.
Because we want our kids there.
And so yeah. when you think you've found what that next step might look mm-hmm. like, you have to talk to us. You yeah. have to let us know because we want to be a part of that. Yeah. Parents want to be a part of that. And it's just so, it's so refreshing to hear.
I know.
And such a great reminder. But truly, like, use those parents and as much as you can because they're in your corner.
Yeah, they are. That's for sure. So again, I think pick a couple of platforms, decide what you're going to do, just be consistent with it, get it out there as often as you can. As soon as you can pay somebody by the hour to help you a little bit, it will be worth your money because it will give you time back to concentrate on the things you're really good at, and it will let them take over that lane. And that has been what has worked best for us. Now, we also do advertise in local magazines. So we've done, oh gosh, probably four or five times, I think mm-hmm. we've been in local magazines. And they've been great about that. You know, yeah. they want to get the information out that is available in the community. They've been really great to work with. They've also been very willing to like split payments and things like mm-hmm. that to make it a little more manageable. So I would say call on them and your local newspapers.
Yeah, call on them. I would say you won't get like where I think we were wise and we said this in another episode. It's all going to be word of mouth. Like
yeah.
remember that, like your growth's going to be word of mouth.
Yep.
Where the things like with these magazines that Jill's talking about, I think where those are really helpful is the awareness that you're even open is out there, right? So even if someone is reading the magazine and doesn't have a kid, but they see you in there and they read about your credentials or they read about what you're doing for children, and then they're out to dinner with their friends and somebody says, oh, you know, we're really looking for a school next year for Jill, but I don't know what to do. Oh, well, I just read about this new school. Mm-hmm. So like it's just that awareness piece is really important. And mm-hmm. I think the magazines may not directly matriculate students in terms of enrollment, but it absolutely increases community awareness that yep. you're up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And that in turn will long-term
yeah.
impact. It's yeah. just, it's just the right thing to do when you can make that happen.
For sure. And it puts you on that level with other businesses in town.
Yes.
And people are thinking about you, you know?
Yes.
And so I do think that's worth it to do that when you can. So calling and checking in with those people and how that works is worth the time to do it. And there are often lots of different ways you can do it. You can have small ads, you can do half page, you can do full page, you can do all kinds of things that I had no idea about.
Right.
No idea. Oftentimes they'll also comp you for that and, you know, just say, hey, we just want to run some information on your school. Like, can we come out and do an interview? Say yes to that. A couple of years ago, I think it was our second year, I reached out to the magazine and I said, hey, my kids would really love to talk about, they want to interview other people and what they do for Christmas holiday traditions. Is that something you'd be interested in running for your magazine? And they said yes. And the kids got to interview, they got to write, they took pictures, and they were like two or three pages in the holiday local magazine. And that was awesome. And the kids, like, that was a big deal. You know, their names were in it and their pictures were in it. And they were so proud of the work that they had done. And that was just an ask, you know, you just have to ask. And the worst thing is that someone's going to tell you no or not now. But if you don't ask, you don't potentially get a yes. So, so I would encourage you to do that as well. Open houses, we also did and have done, and those have evolved over time too. Early on, we offered just drop-in open house nights. And that was when we first got started and very few people even knew we existed. And so I want to say we would do once a week and we would just have open hours and invite people to stop by. And some nights we would have one family, some nights we would have zero families, and some nights we'd have 8 to 10 families. You know, you just never know. And we did that consistently for a while, just to, again, get word of mouth going and let people know we're there and give them an easy way to stop by and see space and what we're doing. So that was fun. I would suggest doing that. And then eventually that evolved to more regular, like larger event open houses. And you know, those are hit or miss too. I mean, I would say on average, we have 20 to 30 families now who stop by for an open house. And we just do that. We try to do them in the fall and in the spring, just to let people know that we're here. It gives them a chance to tour. It gives them a chance to talk to me and Susan directly. And, you know, no one has more time. And so if you can do an event and that works in their schedule and they have a chance to stop by and they don't have to like call and get a tour date and all that kind of stuff, that works well for some people. And we most recently did one to talk about our high school that we're adding. And so we had just an open house for high school parents that were interested in learning more about what we're starting next year. And we'll tell you more about that soon. That has been a really exciting journey as well. And we're doing things very different than anyone in this town has done before. And so advertising for that has been challenging.
Your open houses are really good too. Yeah. Like the first ones we did, and I had to step out for a second because, you know,
we've been interrupted four times.
We're still on vacation. Yeah. We're on the vacation.
And this last everybody week needs mom
so
and dad.
The minivan had to pull over a couple times to stop the filling station. Yep. So anyhow, I'm back. So maybe you said this, but especially like those first couple of open houses we did, like right before we were actually opening, we had things for students to do when they came in. So like that supported initiatives the school was about.
Yeah,
right. And so like they were hands-on because that was something that was important to us. So as you plan those events, remember that they are not all going to enroll and that's okay. It just helps the word of mouth. So whether it's the magazines, whether it's the open houses, has something for kids to do. And your goal at the beginning, I feel like, is just to get the name of your school coming out of people's mouths as much as you can.
100%. Like, right? Yeah. So. 100%. Yes. And so now we're kind of we're going into year four next year. We're on target, I think, for about 85 students. 90 is kind of our all-time goal. I don't know that we'll ever go past 90. Although
like five kids over next, like stop talking right now. Do you know what I told somebody the other day? Asked me, but really, what is your ideal? And I said, well, normally I would have said 70, but now we're at 70 something. And next year we're at 80 something. I said, so I'm going to say 100. When we reach 100, well, why would we quit?
Because I know. So this is the issue. And actually, I have a lot of conversations with myself.
Doors closed at 100.
I know. I have a lot of conversations with myself a lot. Like I talk to myself a lot. And I was talking to myself as I was coming in this morning because we have a really big state conference coming and it's sold out.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys should come.
Like, May 6th, really cool. May 7th, Show Me Science of Reading Conference, my heart and soul reading. And we're full. And you know, the minute you turn something off and the wait list comes on, like in a matter of one week, I think I have 70 people on a wait list. And so the problem is I can't say no to that either. And so then these people are emailing me and they're like, we so want to come. We're starting this work. We have to know more about it. Please, what can we do? And I'm looking at their name and I see that they're, I don't know, number 60 on the list. And I'm like, I'm going to do everything I can. And I will. I'm going to work all weekend. I'm going to try to figure it out. And this is what we do for school. The parents come and they're like, we don't know what else to do. We need something different. And we're like, we'll take your children, please. Like, we just want to help you. And I don't know how to take the educator out of that. That's where our heart is. And that's what we do. But we do, at some point, point we have to turn it off.
Well, so that's why I got to like 100's a hard stop for us, Jill.
I'm learning that today, folks. I did not know.
Yeah, you didn't know that because I was having my own conversation, right? And so I started doing the math and between high school, like between JKK, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then high school.
Yeah.
We can do that without people feeling like the school just blew up crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like it's another fifth. Let me say this a different way to you, my reading friend. It's another 15 kids across 4-year-olds through seniors.
I know. So the thing she's not saying, and so I do the money and she does the space. Like I do CFO work, she does COO work. And so in my head, I'm like, yeah, no, I hear you. I do. But we are dedicated to like having no more than 10 kids with an adult. And so we just keep adding. We have to have more teachers. And so my CFO brain's like, uh-huh, yep. So that's another, I don't know, at least 2 teachers.
Yeah, baby. Yes, it is. But hey, the good news is that gate is a hard, like it's.
Okay. I'm going to refer back to this. I don't know what episode it is, but I'm coming back. I'm going to be like, Suze, you remember when you told me this was like a hard stop? Mm-hmm.
It's a hard stop.
And then mama number 101 is going to be standing there. And she's like, please, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And Susan's going to come and she's going to be like, I know, honey, we have to have 101. We have to have 101. And I'm going to be like, you're so right. You have to have 101. And that's what happens. Anyway, we digress. So the last, the most recent thing we're doing, and I'll leave you with this today. So after our entire evolution from, we have no idea what we're doing. We stare at each other and we say, please tell me what to write. Please tell me what to write. Okay. Does that look good enough? Hit enter. Like that's where we were, to using college students, to finding people that we can pay to support us, to having people regularly, either on retainer or on staff. Like we have evolved through that. The thing we are doing right now that is going to help with this next stage of growth. We have a parent.
Yeah.
Who I actually grew up with. His brother was in my class growing up. So he's actually, I think, my little brother's age. Doesn't matter. We were both in Fulton together. And they are the most lovely family. And we have his child now. And so he's like, hey, girls, so like my job is to do like, he does advertising for large companies, mm-hmm. like large insurance companies. And like, he's legit big deal. Does all the things. So like we could have commercials, we could have great videography. He's going to move our podcast to YouTube, friends.
You're going to get to see us.
And yes,
we're so stinking hot. Like you guys are gonna be like, look out. Aren't they darling?
Look out.
Oh my.
Yep. So that's coming soon. So he's going to elevate our podcast, which is going to be so awesome. But he's also going, we're targeting high school because that's new, right? So we want to grow by about 5 more kids. And so he's going to really take it down to like some serious marketing where he does some audio for us and some specific paid campaign ads on Facebook. And then he's going to watch all of the data to like pinpoint what's working and what's not working. This is all new for us. And as a data geek myself, I'm mm-hmm. super excited about it because obviously this is the right way to do it, but we never could have done that before now. And he's also really helping us payment wise because he's giving us a deal where he stretches it out over time. And so it's manageable. And that's a parent.
Yeah.
You know, that's a parent who's like, I just want you guys to be successful. Like, let's do this together. And so we really appreciate his support too. So that's where we are today. But if you would have told me we would have been there 3 years ago, I would have laughed in your face. Like, it just takes time, which goes back to my thing where I say, just do it. I was reading something the other day and someone had asked like, how do you get started? And how do you know what to do next? And my friend Kate in St. Louis, who I refer to a lot, she said, no one can give you exactly what to do. You just have to get in there and do it. And she's right. You just have to get in there and do it and, rely on people who have been there and done that and encourage you to just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay. Well, that was fifth time interruption.
Yeah. So I just maybe banged on the window and I had to, they were in a headlock. in the tree, in a headlock.
Same boys.
But they were all smiling and laughing. Uh-huh. And so I just say, no, like I point and I tell them to get, and they just like this.
They're just smiling at you.
Yeah, hi, Mrs. Yeah.
That's what they do. Oh, friends, it's April and there are about 25 days of school left.
And they know it.
They know it. So good luck to all of you as you are wrapping up.
Yes.
We'll try to be back in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course we will.
Of course we will.
All
right. Okay. We will see you soon.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.